Ta-da.
Hello, welcome to Denim and Pearls. My name is Michelle Moraz.
We did not plan that. Ta-da. Did you say ta-da?
Yeah.
We didn't plan that one. What is that, jinx?
Oh, yeah. No, it's pinch poke by me a Coke.
Okay, that's a new one. I never got hurt for that.
Welcome to Denim and Pearls. I'm Michelle Moraz.
I'm Brian Swanson.
We are Denim and Pearls. We're business casual with
pearls of wisdom
from the porch.
So we are here to talk about what today? The power of love.
No, that's the power of love. Bum, bum. Anyways, the power of love. And really what got this started is the little things we do that we don't think are very significant that makes bigger impacts on other people's lives. It could be something as simple as bringing your extra half of your sandwich from your takeout that you're doing and handing it to someone on the street to, I don't know.
Or just somebody you know. I mean, it just can be anything.
Yeah. Or, you know, smiling at a little kid that's crying in the grocery store stops them from crying and makes the mother or the father's life much easier. It could be something that small to something bigger, like buying your house from somebody and choosing from three realtors and choosing one you could have. You help that one person with income, whatever.
Well, I also have to tag this with the fact that this is also very similar, but not the same as perception.
How's that?
Because you don't know how people perceive the little things that you do and the appreciation that they may get from them that could take years and years and years to develop and for you to ever see payback on.
Exactly.
You just never know.
You never know what that one good deed could do. And to you, it may not even be a good deed. It's just what you do.
Mm-hmm. Right? Which is crazy because most of the time we don't think about it. And then somebody shows up on our doorstep or somebody shows up in our life again or whatever. Same way, products are the same way. You could tell somebody because, you know, they always say in sales, no just means not now. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you could sit down and talk to somebody and I just tell you, no, there's no way, no how, whatever. But then their circumstances change a year later. And who do they think of?
Well, I can be very, very specific, actually. I met a woman here in Colorado Springs. She was a fitness person. And she was just very spunky. And I met her at a BNI meeting. Her name is Lisa Olson. Hi, Lisa. Anyways, she did not know it, but I was 300 pounds and looking for a way to drop weight. And when I met her, she never said, oh, I sell Arbonne. She didn't do any of that kind of stuff. She was just being herself. And she says, well, you know, I help people work out. And I said, oh, where? She goes, oh, in my basement. I'm like, I really don't want to go work out in someone's basement. And she says, I said, what are you drinking? She says, oh, I'm drinking my protein shake. I said, what's that? And so she gave me a sample. That was, I want to say 5 years ago. And I attribute her to helping me drop my first 80 pounds because she gave me this yummy chocolate shake that I could have every morning. And she said, just have it twice a day for a while until you get used to it and then you can back off. And I drank two a day for a couple of years, but she helped me drop my first 80 pounds. She didn't sell me. She just shared with me something that she used. And then I found out later, she's like, doing really well in Arbonne, and she's just this powerhouse of a woman. But I went back to her when I had dropped, I think, a good 150 pounds and said, thank you.
Right.
I mean, I bought all my shakes from her at the time and all the other products from her at the time. But it's that small thing. This is what I use. Maybe it'll help you.
Exactly.
Well, I have people do that for me. I have people do that to me, like as a speaker. I talk to thousands and thousands of people. And one day I was at some conference and a woman ran up to me. She hugs me. She said, thank you. And I said, for what? She says, I met you 4 years ago at. And that one thing you said on stage changed my life. Whoa. Okay, well, thank you for telling me. So you never know your words, what they're doing to someone, how they're affecting someone. The smile that you give someone that day, it could have been the worst day of their life. And that because you opened the door and smiled at them, you shifted their entire day and everything that happened. And that's what the power of love is. You just never know.
Yeah, well, we say power of love, but, you know, just showing a little kindness once in a while.
Compassion.
Compassion's another good word. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all kind of
just a little patience.
That works too. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes you really have to have patience with some people.
Well, yeah, and you just never know. You might be really kind to someone. Like, let's say, we've all been at a party or a networking or a family gathering, and everyone does, oh my God, Uncle George is going to be here. And you are the one person that talks to Uncle George, and all he needed was for someone to listen to him. And you don't know what you just did because everyone else shuns him, and I bet you a dollar. He knows that everyone kind of shuns him. He just wants to be around people. And by you just taking the time to hear him, that one person that no one wants to talk to, you shift their life. So,
well, there's some people that don't have the, and I don't honestly have the capacity to just make friends with anybody and everybody. I mean, some people do. And I'm thinking of some of the stranger characters in the world. I'll shun it off, put it off, push it off, whatever the case may be in a lot of cases, because I don't feel that there's anything, I hate to say anything in it for me, but I'm sure that's where a lot of it comes from. Because we think about that when we talk to, you know, the homeless guy or the one kid that's, you know, every time you turn around, he's hopped up on drugs or something like that. And yeah, you see in the news and you see in society, oh, we just got to show her a little love. Well, that's not an easy thing to do. You know, with some individuals, but we always prejudge them too.
Yeah.
So it's a fine line. It's a tough one to work with. Just showing love to anybody and everybody can be difficult.
Hi, my name is Michelle. Well, that's the thing, is that's how when I say go be the best version of you unapologetically, that's really what I'm meaning. The best version of you is kind to everyone around you. Right?
Right.
And so that's basically how I live my life, is I'm just really nice to everybody. And example, we went out to a club for karaoke, and that was the joke. I said, oh, that one lady that came over to me and said she loved me. And Roman said, didn't a lot of them say that to you?
Oh, yeah.
It's because I care to smile at people. I care to actually hug them and say hi and ask them how they're doing. And I don't just say, how you doing? And keep walking. I say, how you doing? And I look at them in their eyes and they wait.
Well, I'm not saying, I mean, in a general consensus every day, yeah. But there are still people out there that we all have I don't want to say prejudice, but our prejudgments about.
I don't say go out of your way.
Yeah, go out of your way, unless you're that type of person, to go out of way and help a homeless guy.
Well, that's different.
I think everybody around you, yes, you should always be nice to. I mean, you see that. I'm not mean to anybody.
No, he's not. He wouldn't be my friend.
But on the other side of it, too, there are certain people that you kind of keep them at bay.
Well, then keep them at bay.
You know, I think we all do that.
I'm not saying go out of your way, but when you get this nudge, or if you run into someone, you keep seeing them, maybe you should go talk to them.
Well, yeah, this is true.
But I'm not saying there's a scary man in the corner and he's under a box. I should go knock on the box and talk to him because I'm going to show him kindness. I'm not saying that. I'm saying when you're in normal situations and you keep running to the same person, that's God or the universe saying talk to that person.
Oh, there's a reason for it. It's I always think of what was that sign? Here's your sign.
Yeah.
Not the comedian. The movie. Oh my!
Not goodness. Liar, liar.
Close.
Yeah, I can see it. In my
where
head.
He's like, God, give me a sign, give me a sign, and all the street signs all pop up in the. Jim Carrey did it.
It's a Jim Carrey movie.
It is a Jim Carrey.
It's movie. When he complains to God and he becomes God for a day.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't remember the name of the movie, but it was show me a sign, give me a sign, and it's like
now
right there in front
up.
Of me.
You keep talking. I gotta look it up.
Jim Carrey movies funny. Oh no, that's a lot of them.
No, it's Jim Carrey, and it was like, not Liar, Liar.
Yeah, I don't remember, but there's always signs. God.
Bruce Almighty.
Was it Bruce Almighty?
It's Bruce Almighty.
It something God.
God, give me a sign. Okay, well, here's a sign, another sign, another sign, another sign.
And but we don't pay attention to them sometimes.
Well, and there's that one proverb, or I don't know if it's a proverb or not, where someone is, he's in a flood or something, and he's sitting on the top of his house and the waters are rising. He's trapped and he is going to die. And he says, God, please, I pray to you, please help me. And a guy comes by on a boat and says, jump on. And he goes, no, I'm waiting for God. Then that guy leaves. Helicopter comes by and says, grab onto the rope. We'll get you out. He goes, no, I'm waiting for God. And then something else happens. And the guy says, come on, we've got you. We've got another rowboat. Here's a life preserver then. Here, take the life preserver. No, I'm waiting for God. Well, the floodwaters come and the guy dies. And he goes to the gates of heaven and he says, I prayed and I waited and I asked for your help and you didn't help me. And God said, I sent you a boat, a helicopter, and a life preserver. Those are the miracles that we tend to not see. Mm-hmm. So when you are looking for something, realize it's probably right in front of your face. You just don't recognize it as what you're looking for. Because in our human construct, we say, help comes this way. Someone's going to hand me a check. Maybe it's not a check. Maybe someone says, hey, you know, there's an opportunity up north and they're looking for someone just like you. No, I'm waiting for someone to give me money.
We all are.
That was it, wasn't it? You know, so pay attention to what's happening, especially when you're saying, why is this happening to me? I really wish this could happen. Pay attention to what's happening around you, because more than likely there's an opportunity there. There's a...
Well, I'm going to pull you off of track a little bit here.
No, go ahead, because I'm...
You're rambling.
Yeah.
There's that thing too that we talk about, taking advantage of all the opportunities that may be presented to you. However, one, we can't afford to always take those opportunities.
You have to be selective.
Two, it may not be the right opportunity, because, I mean, how many proposals through text message does a famous person get?
About 25, about every 30 minutes.
So if you were to take advantage of all those opportunities.
Okay. When we talk about,
it's a little extreme.
When we talk about opportunities and things like that, use your judgment, use logic, and you know when something's not right. You just do. And for those of you who say, no, I don't have that kind of intuition. Yes, you do.
It's not intuition. I don't feel it's intuition.
I have heard that so many times. I don't know. I just don't get those kind of gut feelings. Yes, you do. You're just not paying attention. Yeah, you're just not paying attention to them. And so the thing is when there's something you've been wanting, you've been trying to achieve, and you've been seeking to achieve, the first step to it may not be it. Now, many of you don't know this, but I love to sing. You know, I'm a karaoke person. I love to sing.
You think they don't know this already?
Okay, well, I love to sing. And my thing is one of my big dreams is one day I'd really like to be on a big stage, maybe sing on Broadway. No one's going to come up to me and say, hi, Michelle, we know you like to sing karaoke. Would you like to be on Broadway? No, it came as, hey, we need a singer. Can you jump up and sing a song? Okay. And it's just, and know what it was? They wanted to start the karaoke night because the woman was signed up. It's that simple. And you just keep doing it. And what happens is one little by little by little, you start getting more and more into the groove. People say fake it till you make it. My idea is be it until you become it.
Yeah, because faking it causes other kind of issues.
Yeah, so.
It really does.
I walk around like I am a singer and a speaker. Guess what? I'm a singer and a speaker. And at the end of this year, by this man's help, I will have an album by the end of the year. So that album will eventually get me in front of someone who might put me in something off Broadway, singing on stage. Poof, I've got it.
Who knows?
You don't know. So stop looking for when you're asking for something from the universe or the world or what you want or you're wishing or praying or dreaming about, that it's not going to come in one big hunk.
Are you going to be the next Taylor Swift?
It's going to come in itty bitty pieces. I haven't dated anybody to have Taylor Swift songs. I married the guy I dated, really. Well,
no, I was talking Taylor Swift and all the magnificent fame she has, selling out concerts. And are you going to be you?
No, I'm going to be like Gladys Knight and Aretha Franklin and Billie Holiday. I don't want the big crowds like that.
No? Mm-hmm. I think the big crowds would be awesome.
Oh,
then you could share your love with many at a time.
Oh, I think it'll be a blast. I would love it, but it's not what I'm seeking.
It's not a lifestyle.
No, because I would actually like my peace, and I like being able to walk down the street in my flip-flops and with my hair pinned back. You know, I like doing this. And if I got to Taylor Swift level, it's really hard because every paparazzi would do, look, she has no makeup on. Look, she's got a hair out of place. Yeah, that kind of thing.
So anyhow, we off track. Power of love.
It's the power of love. love yourself enough.
But not too much.
No, love yourself enough. That
you see there are people are marrying themselves? I just watched a whole thing on it this morning about people marrying themselves.
Do you know the very first person who did that?
Your sister.
My sister-in-law.
Oh.
I'm serious.
But it's becoming more popular now.
She did it about 25 years ago.
Yeah. But apparently it's becoming more popular and people are doing it more and more. And they're doing big, elaborate weddings, too.
Yeah, that's crazy.
One gal even had her friend dress up like the Pope to marry her.
Wow. Well, yeah. But I'm saying is love yourself enough to give yourself little gifts. Okay. So you can help love other people. You can provide assistance to other people, but it all starts with you. If you love yourself enough to say, you know what, today I'm going to do something for myself. I'm going to walk half a mile and come back home. That's a gift to yourself. I'm going to sit out in the sun and enjoy a nice breeze. Whatever it is you do to make yourself feel better, go do a little bit of that every day. And when you feel that, fill that cup, that love cup of yourself, you're able to fill other people's cups too, easier. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because you got this one down.
It's kind of my passion. The power of love. The power of love is, I met Brian by compassion. I mean, I was avoiding him for years, but fate kept throwing him in front of me. And when I finally gave up fighting fate, I'm like, okay, let's talk. Let me go talk to you. And it was in the middle of COVID when people said, you should not be seeing strangers. You should not be talking to people. We don't know how this is moving around. I went and talked to him then. We became friends in the middle of COVID.
Yeah, I wasn't a complete stranger, though.
You're a stranger. I did not want to know him.
I was a stranger danger, but you had met. We had talked before.
We had talked. But went to movies. He's together. One of those people that you talk to and you just kind of ignored. That's what I did.
Oh, thanks.
I talked to him, but I didn't register. We went to movies together, but I didn't go because he was there. And now he's my friend. So there are people in your world that keep coming around that you don't even realize because you're so inside of your own box that you don't see past your own nose.
That's a good point.
Look around.
It's a little targeted there.
It is. There are people around you who are supposed to be in your world, and you're so full of the noise and you're so worried about all the other people who give you complaints and pains that you don't even realize the one person who would stop the pain and be a real friend is right there in the middle of the noise.
Well, there's also the magnetism of the universe too. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's always something there. There's a reason for everything, I think. It's a matter of us to filter it out, but we're also going to attract
who you are,
the love that we need,
and who you are.
It's our ability to recognize them that can make us very successful.
And that's why loving yourself first is success is happy.
But there's a lot of people who their magnetism is so negative.
They repel.
That they attract the
negative.
The negative.
But that's
the
why
black
I'm saying.
Cloud. The...
But that's why I'm saying if you love yourself and you give yourself little gifts of love, okay? Yeah. Show your own self, your own body, your own mind, your own heart that you are worth loving, you will start bringing in more people that love you, not the distressors. That you bring distressors into your life.
So will the power of love give me more money?
If that's what will eventually happen, yes. I mean, the thing is once you open yourself up, I'm really into this existential kind of stuff, is that I believe that everything is given to us. We either repel it or pull it. And when you love yourself, you pull in more of what you like, right? If you like, you bring like. If you don't like, you bring more don't like. And so that's why I'm always saying, go take care of yourself. Go find your love. Go find what fuels you. Because if you ever meet me in person, I'm like a magnet for people. People cannot help but come to me. Why? It's not because my hair's done up right or I have makeup on. It's because I'm radiating how much I love life.
Yes, you have a power of attraction for some reason. I don't know. I don't understand it, but it's
okay. So
it's not explainable, honestly.
So basically, in the world of Winnie the Pooh, I'm woohoo. I'm a mix of Tigger and Winnie the Pooh. Right now, he's being Eeyore.
No, I'm contemplating this.
And he's also Owl. So if you, I love Winnie the Pooh. And so Winnie the Pooh has always been very, he contemplates life a lot and he asks questions and then he sees things very simply. And then Tigger was just full energy, loves mm-hmm. life. And of course I'm great. I can bounce, you know, that kind of thing. And so I always related to those two characters because no matter what was happening around them, they stayed focused. So let's say if you've ever watched a Winnie the Pooh movie, whatever, read a book, there's a point where the river floods and the water is rising in Winnie the Pooh's house. Winnie the Pooh says, ooh, oh bother, the water is coming into the house. He doesn't panic. He says, what do I need to survive? I need honey. So he takes this big thing of honey because he says if anything's going to happen, if he has food, then he'll be okay. What am I always looking for in my car?
Is that why you're always looking for a bit of honey?
I always have food. So anyways, so he gets this honey and he says, ooh, well, if I'm going to drown, then I might as well enjoy my food before I drown. So he starts eating his honey and he falls into the honey pot. And as he's eating, the honey pot gets lighter. So it starts floating in the water. And so the water takes him in the honey pot and it saves him. So I know that sounds like a crazy analogy, but to me,
it is a crazy analogy. However, it is a sign of our times where the things that we watched actually had lessons to them.
Yes.
Not so, obscure ideas. They had
so
lessons.
In my mind, when chaos happens, I do something when bad things are happening and I'm about to panic and things are not good. I go do something I love and all the bad things go away. So when he comes out of the honeypot, he's no longer in the water. He's actually in a safe spot. And Christopher Robin does, hey, how are you doing? And so I'm
confused.
He's like, oh, and I eat my honey. Do you have any honey? And so in my mind, when bad things happen, go do what you love and stop focusing on the bad. And you focus on the good, and the good will bring you to where you need to go. I know that sounds crazy, but that's really how I live my freaking life. And I love to find the good in all bad things because I think bad, I say it in quotes if you're only listening, is your perception of bad because bad can turn out good. There are many times in our lives, like let's say people in marriages and they do, oh, it's terrible. We're getting a divorce. Well, were you happy? No. Well, then isn't that good? Right? And
depends on how much the other person's worth, I suppose.
We've been together for 20 years. Well, how long have you were happy? For the first 2 years? And then you were miserable after that? Well, it just got worse and worse, but I really don't want to get divorced. Does that make even logical sense?
No.
See, and so
it's an emotional sense, which emotions play a big part in all of this,
which is why I'm saying love yourself. Find something every day to give yourself some happy joy.
Put your own emotions in check.
Yeah. And then when you're happy from the inside, good things come to you. Hmm? I mean, Brian has been full witness to that. He says, how in the heck did that happen to you again? It just does because I'm happy. And
laughing at the child voice.
He just does. And so with Brian always with me, it's the same thing. Good things come towards him because he's a really happy guy, but he's always quiet and he's always doing, yeah, but. And so what I'm helping him see is, yeah, but wow, what the cool things can happen. I mean, in August, we're going to go to Kansas City. We're road tripping. You know what I just did? Did you know what I just did when I did that?
You just bounced.
You know what I saw in my head?
What?
Moving on the line. It was from the Muppet Show, and Kermit and Fozzie Bear are on the road, and they're doing this. And then they meet all these really cool people.
When you're sitting in the car?
Yeah.
They're like doing karaoke, car karaoke.
Yes. So we're going to do karaoke in August as we go to Becoming the Best You in Kansas City. So if you're watching and you're anywhere near Kansas City or you want to be in Kansas City mm-hmm. for August 24th, 25th, and 26th, join us. It's Becoming the Best You, but I don't remember what the website is. Oh, shoot. BestYou.com, I think. But anyway.
Something like that.
Write us if you want to come because then we'll see you. Anything else? Because you let me just talk.
Mm-hmm. Because you're doing really well.
Well, my thing is,
I have plenty of love to share, not now.
I have a book called The Tao of Poo, T-A-O of Poo. And it's a whole bunch of Taoism like messages. And they're all from Winnie the Pooh. It's so awesome. So whenever I'm stressed out, I'll read some of those. And simplest things from Winnie the Pooh.
I should turn you on to my brother.
Why?
My brother has been doing a podcast for like ever on the Berenstain Bears.
Really?
He says there's so many life lessons. I don't listen to it because I was never a Bears State Bears fan.
Yeah, me either. But yeah, there's a lot of lessons.
He's done podcasts. Like 4 years of podcasts just on the Berenstain Bears. Yeah.
Well, we could do a whole podcast.
I don't know if he's still doing it, but I think he is.
I could do it on Winnie the Pooh. I mean, I'm serious. There's so many lessons from Winnie the Pooh. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, he's actually got quite a few followers.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So should we change Denim and Pearls to Winnie the Pooh?
No, because I know nothing about Winnie the Pooh.
You can read all of the books in like a day. All the books are 4 pages long. He doesn't like to read.
No, I don't like Winnie the Pooh. I was never a fan of Winnie the Pooh or Jungle Book.
Really?
Yeah, for some reason that was just weird to me. Or Berenstain Bears, I guess. Yeah, it was just weird to me.
This will be the last show of Denim and Pearls because I can't be friends with someone who does not like Winnie the Pooh. Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you later. No, Winnie the Pooh was a very deep, and it was all about how compassion could change things.
And maybe that's why, because I didn't want emotion in my life.
See, that's it.
When we go back to the stories of adoption and blah, 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 and the way I was raised, etc., maybe that was what it was.
That might be. You rejected it because you didn't like it. See relationships and you see people have been married for 30 years and they're all lovey-dovey, and you're like, will you just stop it and grow up? God, it's disgusting. It's the same thing.
Get a room.
You avoid what you don't want, what you don't have, or what you want or you don't have, or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, I can see that. Because Winnie the Pooh were a lot of lessons about compassion, love, family, togetherness.
I was more of a Yogi Bear fan.
Yeah.
Not a Winnie the Pooh Bear fan.
Well, Winnie the Pooh was life lessons, and I watched him because it was something I enjoyed, and I saw life, a perfect life through them. That's what I wanted. Mm. The life of Winnie the Pooh. Close friends and someone to watch out over you and to know that even when bad things happen, it's okay. We're all still together.
Well, see, that's that heavy relationship portion of your personality coming out there.
Yeah.
My relationship is like number 3 out of 4.
And see, with me, relationships were, it doesn't have to be family for it to be close to be family.
Yeah.
I make my family. My family's amazing, by the way, but I created my extra family. It's kind of cool.
You say that here.
Why? Why?
Nobody likes their family. And he said, that's why you say it here. That way they think you do.
No, I do love my family. You got to know that. We'll go all the way up to Blush and Blue up in Denver just to see my son and my sister, just so I can hug them. And we drive like an hour and a half just for me to hug them. And it's crazy, but I miss my family. I love my family. And my sisters are very close to me too. So it's just kind of cool. And I think Winnie the Pooh was that perfect picture that I always wanted to bring. People with different personalities that could all get together and get along and tolerate the one that we all thought were annoying, you know, like Owl. Everyone thought Owl was annoying, but we just let him talk and talk and talk like I'm in the movie, like I'm in the book. But really, that's it. Go find your passion. Go find the power of love within you. Go be the best you unapologetically. Find your denim to your pearls or your pearls to your denim.
Or your peanut butter to your jelly.
Yeah. Peanut butter jelly.
peanut butter jelly time.
Yeah. So go find that, whatever makes you happy. Even if it is, I take a scoop of peanut butter out of the...
That's like eating honey out of the jar. Huh?
Yeah.
Peanut butter out of the jar.
Just do one thing every day that makes you happy and add to that list every day. Do something new that makes you happy. And the next thing you know, you're going to be so full of love that you're just, it has to radiate out of you and you give it back to everyone else. And then people like Brian say, how in the world did we walk in the room together and everyone said hi to you and didn't even see me? It's because I'm radiating the love that is outpouring.
Well, no, that was a weird example last night.
I'm not talking about last night.
No, but I'm thinking of that person that walked in last night, saw me, recognized me, did not acknowledge me, but looked for you.
Because she,
you could see it in her eyes.
She knew if he was there, I was there. Yeah.
But she didn't acknowledge me at all. It was just weird.
Because she said, where's Michelle? She saw you and was like, where's Michelle?
Well, she said that with her eyes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that's what happens when you're so full of love. It just pours out of you. It's outpouring into other people. And so go be good to you. That's the power of love. Go be nice to somebody that keeps showing up in your world, because they might supposed to be for in your life. Yeah, let them be there. So, peace, love. Peace, love. Love and happiness. We'll see you next week.
That's jazz hands.
I know, but jazz is happy. Ta-ta for now.